Welcome to Voice Assist. Indian Economic Update. External sector outlook continues to remain favorable. Current account deficit reduced in FY 2017 to 0.7% of the GDP on account of lower trade deficit. Exports posted a moderate growth, while imports contracted during the period. Capital flows were favorable amid strong FDI inflows. Continuation of strong FDI flows reflect the favorable outlook for growth prospects going forward. Rating agency Fitch sees India GDP growth rising to 7.4% FY18 and 7.5% in FY19. The agency also expects the RBI repo rate to remain unchanged till end 2018 and rising by 50 base points in 2019. Globally, Federal Reserve Bank of New York President William Dudley, Voter Plus Dove, has said that he expects that a tight labor market will raise wages and eventually trigger a rebound in inflation data. Minutes of the Bank of Japan, BOJ, policy meeting of April 26 revealed that policymakers expect the inflation expectations to remain weak. A few members see CPI not reaching 2% during the projection period. One member said JGB purchases cannot be maintained next year unless the bank starts reducing its purchases now. Back home, Indian equities started this week higher, tracking positive cues from Asian peers. The rally in global equity markets was led by gains in the technology sector, which are in a recovery mode post last week's slump. Finance Minister Mr. Arun Jaitley's assurance on rollout of GST by July 1st, coupled with his optimism on its benefits to revenue and GDP growth, boosted market sentiment. Meanwhile, risk-averse sentiment prevailed globally after the slump in oil prices. Further, MSCI's decision to include some Chinese shares in their index led to capital outflows from many Asian equities into Chinese markets. State governments announcing farm waivers have weighed on bank shares. A rebound in the stocks of metal and energy companies, along with pharmaceutical companies, aided indices. Benchmark indices scaled fresh lifetime highs, with Sensex reaching a high of 31,522 on the back of release of RBI's MPC minutes. Indian government bonds started this week marginally higher. Bonds traded in a narrow range. In the absence of fresh cues, traders also remained on the sidelines ahead of the release of MPCs. During beginning of the week, the overall sentiment continued to remain benign as investors were hopeful of an imminent rate cut by the RBI during the next policy meeting. The fall in crude oil prices also provided some tailwinds for the Indian bonds. Gilt ended marginally lower towards the end of the week. The decline was on the back of profit booking by investors post-release of MPC's minutes of the June policy meet. Debt market outlook. June MPC minutes reinforce expectation of a 25 base points rate cut in August policy amid sharp moderation in inflation. Further monetary easing will be data dependent, and we believe that there exists room for the same. Debt market outlook has improved and we are constructive on the Indian central government securities. The debt market is favorably supported by the rate cut consideration and benign fiscal roadmap at the center. However, India's state finances amid the recent spate of farm loan waivers announced pose a medium-term risks to rates. Oil started weak in red. The fall comes primarily because of Saudi's energy minister, Mr. Khalid Al-Falih, acknowledging that the oil market still needed some time to rebalance. He added that U.S. production was indeed putting pressure on the prices. Oil prices have declined substantially. Brent and WTI were trading at $46 barrel, minus 1.75%, and $43 barrel, minus 1.72%, respectively on Tuesday, amid expectations that the Trump administration would come up with a report favoring fossil fuels. An industry report was published, which pitched for renewable sources, leading to slight fears that oil demand might reduce in the future. Oil prices gained. The rise came on the back of release of year official data, which showed a draw in U.S. oil inventories. Gold started this week on a lower note, hitting a four-week low amidst a firming up of USD. Prices were, however, supported by the start of talks on Britain's departure from European Union. New York Fed President's affirmative comments on the possibility of a rate hike by Fed later in the year led to a stronger USD, which resulted in spot gold touching a five-week low. However, this negative weight on gold was curtailed because of uncertainties surrounding Brexit negotiations that had started in Brussels. Flattening of US Treasury curve was the main factor driving gold prices. Investment demand for gold, indicated by SPDR holdings, rose by 6.2 metric tons in June, as compared to a 5.9 metric tons decline seen in the month of May. Rupee continues to trade ranged and is fairly supported on continuing capital inflows. The recent more than expected hawkish rhetoric of the Federal Reserve did not lend any support to the dollar index on the domestic front, although FY 2017 current account deficit remained under control at 0.7% of GDP, but FY 2018 has already seen some red flags from the perspective of monthly trade data prints. Although oil prices are very low, but non-oil, non-gold imports, especially in items such as electronics, has risen sharply and is a cause for concern. We acknowledge that one swallow does not a summer make. Hence, we will watch for trend confirmation of this sudden rise in trade deficit for the first 2 months of FY 2018. Overall, we maintain our current account deficit to GDP expectation at tilde 1.2% of GDP and expect a balance of payments surplus of $32 billion over the medium term. We retain our view of a mild depreciation of the rupee to 65.5 by March 2018, with a variation of 2% around this level. This is primarily conditioned on the expectation of Fed policies and a slight worsening of the external balance. Thank you for listening.